All right, everybody. I'd like to say good morning. I'd like to thank y'all for allowing me to preach in front of such a beautiful church full of beautiful people. Whew, I'm a little bit nervous. This is what I want to do when I get older, so I mean, I'm a little bit nervous. Okay. I'm talking about happiness. It's funny because me and Keaton didn't talk to each other about what we were doing, but ended up being on the exact opposite thing. His was discouragement and mine was happiness. Now I want to take a few minutes to ask you some things about what makes you happy. And just name to yourself five things that make you happy. Some people would say sports. Some people would say friends, music, hobbies, food, or a girlfriend, or boyfriends, or wives, or husbands. But when you think back to yourself, no one says that Jesus or being saved is one of their things that makes them happy. Because it's not the first thing that comes to your mind. It's things that you do every single day. Because you don't... I'm sorry, y'all. A lot of people come to church only on Sundays and they forget to worship the rest of the week. But being a Christian is a full-time, 24/7 job. It's not one day a week. Whew. Then I want to ask you, name five things that describe you. Some people say they're tall. Some people say they're short. They're funny. They're smart. But no one says that they're saved or that they're a Christian. Because like I said, it's not the first thing that comes to mind. Whew. But your happiness is what you're in control of, and it's all in what you look at. But we often get sad because something doesn't go our way. We make a bad grade on a test, or something happens in our family, and we let it discourage us. But Jesus loves you more than anybody on this whole entire planet. And I saw something the other day that it really spoke to me. It was on a t-shirt. It said, "You might not like me, but Jesus thinks I'm to die for." I thought that was the coolest thing. But you keep yourself from being happy worrying about little things like that. And once we stray away from Jesus, we realize how easy it is to get unhappy, because we are like sheep. Once we stray away from our shepherd, we get lost and become dumb. Amen. So as long as we stick with him, we will be good. And you have to choose sin or Jesus. You can't have both. You have to choose Jesus. You don't need to choose pleasure for quick fixes. Delight thyself. Turn to Psalms 37:4. And it says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Which means do as through him, and you will be happy. The one thing I thought was kind of funny was how me and Keaton preached on completely different things, but we ended up using one of the same verses to describe something that we were talking about. And that would be Proverbs 3:5. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So put your faith in him and you will do good, but as soon as you stray away, you will not." He is our shepherd, our trustworthy guide and protector. He leads us into resurrection and eternal life, brings us hope in the midst of darkness, and shows you what happiness is. I didn't prepare a lot to say because I wanted it to come from the heart. But my point is that you are in control of your own happiness. And when you stray away from God, things will start to go wrong. But as long as you stay with him and keep him at the top of your list, he can't be second, he can't be third. He's got to be first at all times. When you think of something to describe yourself, think, "I'm saved, I'm a Christian." When you think of something that makes you happy, think going to church or worshiping the Lord every day of the week, not just one day or 2 days. I'm just going straight from the heart. Okay, a few years ago, I was without the Lord, and I didn't have the Lord in my life every day. And then I came to Trinity Baptist. It was last July, so about a year and 2 months ago. I started to not really care about what the Lord had to say. And I just loved learning about Him and coming to church. And then on January 3rd of 2016, I confessed. And then on January 17th, I was baptized into this church. And do the Lord. I'm sorry. But the main point is, I love the Lord with all my heart. And I want people to be saved, because right now the world is not at a good place. It's not. Everything's going wrong. And people are crazy. They're straying away. I mean, they are. You got people like blowing places up and shooting up clubs. Like, I know in the Bible it says that you're not supposed to be unequally yoked and, like, be gay or something, but why would you blow up a club? I mean, like, violence is not the right answer. I mean, go to the Lord and pray about it and hope that the world will turn around. And the people we have right now cannot help us do that. We just have to go to the church and try to spread the word of Jesus, and then spread it out one by one. Slowly but surely, we'll get it out there as long as we try. Don't give up. That's about all I have to say, y'all. All right, I guess we'll do like a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for gathering us all here today and letting us worship in your word and being able to listen to Keaton preach. Everyone grow in your faith. And I hope that everyone took something from today's lesson, and that we all grew in Christ, and that we help this world become a better place. And I just like to thank you for allowing us to be here to spread your word and to be able to worship you every Sunday and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.